Chuck Do was supposed to say.
Damn the Lord, damn the Lord.
I wasn't expecting to be first. That's why he sent me in for it. Okay, this is called the window. Window with a clunky whale-spine arch stands peeringly across the courtyard. Listed among the few, its view is consumed with the hundreds of birds and people and whatever else it so chooses to see, intermittent singulars and orchestrated flocks colliding and dispersing, rhythm and no rhythm meeting, rarely hitting. Among this many stands the stationary, a constant except for mood swings with change of weather. Earthed by birth, its feet have slowly tapped and traced burrows beneath Excalibur's holdings, and rather than pulling, it taps and lifts and taps again in silent soil-filled groans, until way gives its way free in crack or split. Lit by wind and rain, blue and white hold their heads tollingly, loitering beneath an older father. Wisdom grows with two and more, for many have sought on their own, but lost altogether. Okay, this is called Significance of Time. Significance of time, it lies with no history. Thoughts hum like bridges, religious canter. There is silence in the quiet of this noise. Dog barks as insects float on air, door slams, voices utter inaudible dreams through hedges deep. Dog begins again, this time Mars coding odysseys and life's just beginning. Clock ticks and statues move in slowing sunlight, at height now, only to drop the dawns in distant places.
Yay!
Go on, man, look. David, letting me recognize the in the being on Shogun Minute, one of the regulars, Sue Cosgrave, the husband.
Right, this one is called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle.
Yeah.
10 o'clock, just dark, no sign of stars. Moon cresting arch of distant bower. Her words, hooves, black, blooming sweat, jostle, like cows with narrow teeth of her mouth, where the incoherency of the page of her tongue. She howls like a dog at the moon, feet sinking in wet weeds, ankles moss splattered, her briar snagged heart hangs by a thread, a spider from its web. It was a sinecure, this loving business, their deepest parts exposed to organic nourishment, to rain, to muck and shite, to bits of apple core, potato peels, whatever came to hand. They chucked them with indifference on life's insatiable compost heap. Eco-friendly, holistic, organic, sustainable, renewable, all this biodegradable love theirs, how it rotted and transformed from ferm to mush to slush, and oh, how they produced it all. The future, too, above else, the future, recycled before its dulcet approach. And so, slowly now, with aplomb, she lays his ashes on the hungry heap, warm food for new tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, William. Gorb Mago, the Shinneros. I know we have someone who I think it's someone I believe never had before. Captain Brogan?
Yeah.
From Cador.
Hello, I'm originally from Omagh and I live in London at the moment, and I'm going to Limerick on Wednesday and then up to Derry on Thursday, and it's my first time in Cork, so thanks very much for having me, and thanks to Obey for putting on a really good night. I particularly enjoyed your little game at the start, it was really good, so I have to maybe steal that one and take it back to London with me.
Oh yeah.
So it's good.
You'll be billed for royalties though for that.
I know, I will. I will. You're not going to let me away with that one, are you? There's money in poetry somewhere. We just haven't found it yet. how long did I have to run for? 5 minutes?
Well, it might be better if you 5 minutes would be
fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Alright, that means I can do a sort of short one. Asked to write a rhyme about church. I can't think of much worse. A Northern Irish Catholic upbringing sends me running when I hear the bells ringing. Don't get me wrong, I used to sing that song, believe deeply in that and the tooth fairy. Even wanted to be a priest, because then at least I could impart scripture with more rapture than the weekly sermon I was used to hearing. And no joke, I wrote to the Pope. But it wasn't fair. I couldn't be an altar girl. Got every sacrament, even knew what they meant. Then, my friend's mum died. Aged 11, I couldn't hide my utter dismay that the world was this way. I asked Father what I could do to help my friend get through. And he said, pray for her. Set me into a whirl, cried in the graveyard. I found it too hard to trust in God, to hear my sobbing. Why was he a he? I started to see the church hated me unless I made tea. Another blessed me, Father, for I did sin. I confessed my skepticism, and he said this century is one of great evil depravity. But hadn't every century been bad? And I knew that I had much more than my ancestors could dream, and so he said it would seem the devil is in you. But that seems like an excuse to set me loose from the confessional box. He didn't take stock of my teenage questions, didn't deliver real lessons. He had better things to do, like letting the headmistress steal from school. So the bubble burst. That was the worst. The loss of belief, when that is your chief form of relief. Mum took it hard, but I wasn't a coward. Refused to go to mass except at Christmas. Still taught Sunday school, told kids it was cool to love your neighbour. Didn't have to just do God a favour. Helped at a religious group for the disabled, because everything in Oma is labelled with the sign of the cross. Can't help a cause without Jesus somewhere in the sauce. Nearly had a panic attack at a school service. I thought, what have I done to deserve this? Sitting in this church that my ancestors worked to pay for, despite the walls at the door, and still they wanted more. My uncle sent the seminary age 14, or the missionary only way to gain food for their hand. Church in England stole the land. How this church, this steeple, broke the backs of my people.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah.
Ireland very often, so it's a real treat to be able to do that one. It's a bit of a home prize, even if there's probably about 500 miles between you and my York. I feel that the sentiment's kind of ringing true, so that's good. So coming from Oma, and living in England since I was 18, and still having an accent, I get a lot of where you're from and reaction to where I'm from and all that sort of thing, so this poem kind of helped me sort it out in my head about how I felt about it. It didn't happen to me. It happened on TV, the friends I'd see. Didn't happen to me. Heard the bomb blast, watched the newscast, couldn't ring on the phone, but I never put it in a poem because it wasn't personal. People had come out worse than all. Spent the following week in Donegal. Family holiday, age 13, wondering what did it mean, but not connected. Not properly affected, just happened to stay a mile and a half away from the single greatest loss of life in 29 years of strife. 29 dead, hundreds wounded, no one knew what it meant. We'd had the Belfast Agreement, it was over, we were told. Bombs were always cold, mostly they were hoaxes, pulling from phone boxes. We got plenty of them for years after the mayhem. Caused water in my dad's eye, though it wasn't his day. He helped at the leisure centre where they told the relatives to gather. Didn't come back till morning, hugged him while yawning. Then came the TV crews, any channel you choose, we were on their news for way longer than Rebecca Lou. And it's still a big story, still causes a furore. And it's 10 years from the day and still haven't gone away, no matter how much I say it didn't happen to me anyway.
And people still ask me who planted it. And to be honest, it happened at Foggates. If it was the continuity area, the 32 county area, the real area, the NLA, it just wasn't okay. And it was worse than that. So in came the diplomats. Tony Blair, wife Cherie, all came flocking finally. In came Boyzone and the Queen. It was the biggest gig we'd ever seen. Manchester, Chelsea, all had play. OMA FC is closed today. Corruption made them fold, or so I'm told. And I still get the OMA, the where you from, OMA. They feel sorry for me. They don't see it didn't happen to me. It happened to my brother's friend's mum, to my classmate's mum. But my mum never lost a son. Just carried on with what had to be done. It wasn't a war that could be won. And people ask me what it was like. Well, I was never scared at night. The Londoners live in fear of a knife. Guildford is more than four. Birmingham has a greater sum than six. Add OMA to the mix and it's just a bombing. A long drawn out sobbing. But to me, it's open, green. In the countryside, barely a house to be seen. Where to be kind, you be mean, and a good home is always clean. And people forget. At uni, the friends my sister met didn't know OMA should mean bedlam. They were only 11. But people still remember because of 30 seconds of moving picture. Yet, OMA is more than this mess. More than post-traumatic stress.
Come back home again though.
Never,
soon.
I won't do this
for long again. Yeah, definitely. Good God. Next up, we have Raymond Desmond.
Hi, I'm tiny bit nervous, so you have to forgive me.
You're alright, Chris.
I wrote this, I was feeling all up. Unsettled like a boat rocking, unsettled like the weather. Unsettled is how they told me I feel. When I want to scream, I don't belong there. So much change, all quick now, flooding to the surface. I'm at the bottom, sand and murky silt, or have I floated to the top? All around me, silent voices, smothered voices I can't hear. Give it time, go with it, soon I'll be on land. But for now, the ocean surrounds me, unsettled at the bottom. It's strange down here, things feel different, look different, smell different. Do I belong here? I'm glad I'm here in some strange way, I know this has to be. I reach out, but I'm not ready yet. In time it will come to me. In time I'll sail the sea.
I have a poem, Bona Skelin, and I also have a translation by some guy called Billy Rogers. And it's about a jazz club in Harlem where I used to live, and it's called St. Nick's. It's on 149th and St. Nicholas Avenue, whenever you're in New York. It's all red and smoky blackness in St. Nick's underground. Blackness and velvety red. Man, no man could resist this music's pull through velveteen drapes. In there it's like some urban Eden, the tobacco sweet air sweetened with whisperings, the basses, vibrations and drones of pleasure racing right through you, the brush licked cymbals, the stiff brushes caressing stretched skin, the wet mouth open, the trumpet lifted towards it, black and velvet red. Darug is Doracha in Eastach Saint Mix. Doracha is Darug. Vadath and Kilsa Eanan and Mesa Gavad Harbroid. Sin Aden Urubach Lashdir, Han Pair Milish led a tach at Kugurni. Couldn't third Khoidi, Town Krahe, Duadke, Durdan, Shias. Has Guban a Rhine, a Grigga Kimble, a Gmurnu Jermi. Had Champeda or Duch, a Badin Fluch, Darug, Historica.
This is a song, so I just said, like, rip it out and speak it, so kind of poems are. It's about a Japanese schoolgirl prostitute. She's a real looker. She's got a short blue skirt. She's a part-time hooker and a full-time flirt. She's got fluffy white socks and a spotless uniform. She's as crafty as a fox and as pretty as a storm. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's cool. She's cool. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. And her name is Brittany. I bought her flowers at the five and dime. Then we talked for hours. What a waste of time. For her, I'd beg, steal, or borrow. She gives me shivers in the shakes. Can't wait to meet her tomorrow on her lunch break. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's cool, she's cool. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl.
Yep.
And her name is Brittany. I like her, she's got attitude. She doesn't give a toss. She can be as rude as a dude, and she's as sweet as candy floss. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. She's cool, she's cool. She's a cool, cool Japanese schoolgirl. And that's the way it is.
Better at reading it, so I hope it'll be interesting. It's called St. James, but I don't like God either. The last section of the Camino is the simplest, but we toiled, battered with hard heat and human weakness, to get to Compostela, the field of stars. And as we marched, I told you the story of Santiago and that shining field where his body came on the stone boat, home to beloved Spain. How you smiled that small smile, my love, my lord, other names, when we struggled up the beautiful marble steps and together threw our sweat-soaked, sun-soaked, shaking arms around his golden mantle and wet his shoulders with slavish, saucy lips at last. On our return home, you ploughed me into the ground as fast as you could, and it became a memory, a wild, bright kaleidoscope, and in the incredible spiral of metal and stone, I died. You screamed you were sorry several times that you couldn't get out, and I twisted and fall away from you, from your heavy, unconscious embrace. How I gathered and counted each delicate heartbeat, my love, my lord, other names. How I wiped your aching brow and bathed your feet. How I read and wrote, calculated and wept over your brittle body before. My obsessive notes mock me. You tried to carry me home, and I believe that you meant to. Feet in hand, bog man, brown, I followed the road of that flashing day, the lonely Irish road you left me beside. Freed, I roll over and over in the ecstatic air, past the signs that point the way to Tir Raisin, which I say means country of stars. Underneath the choked sky, the way, a shocking line raised from the marsh, stretches tightrope straight to the horizon. Where all roads meet, I will try another this time.
you will stay inert in your strange stone shell. You worry the most about the end, the way it might come at any time, until on the way home you seemed to sleep at last with a page in your lap, as the twinkling lights of this country danced into my blue vision, and that deep landing sound came. Your magical prayer, your get out of jail free card, your poem. Not in the falling but in the waiting is the real strain. Wind plunges up to enormous heights, almost purple in its haste, entering through both ears, causing a crushing compression, becoming sing-song epilepsy. This freeze-haze instant I awake. Dissension frishing, throat unstoppable screams, no hole inhaled. The clear rare air here, a blast of the fall waste and heart systems. My lungs destroy and replace my lungs, I crush each fractal piece. They reform in the split-second vacuum they leave. I feel you so near me, so near me. Your body, your bones, finally mine. What bliss, we cannot separate, you wrote. Time stops, astounded and rewinds. How I heaved your body onto that stone boat then, my love, my lord, other names, and you returned that way to your people. I bent my back under the rock until I became as small, as crushed together as an atom. They constructed 1,000 silver stars above you, and 1,000 gigantic adamantine angels to support your crypt. I hunched patiently underneath as if still waiting for the voyage to begin. How could you have arrived at the Spanish coast without me? Some think I crouch there now, though my work is done, in the cramped, dark space beneath the stone shape they point to on pattern day. Some think you are not a man but a golden bell that I carried here. My lord, I think it is because the sound they remember of you speaking has the clarity of a ring. I knew they would canonize you when I stayed here after the journey and died, but I thought they would leave me separate. To be like this, all bones and scraps cluttered around me inside you in this reliquary, is intolerable.
Thank you. So, you'll have two or four when you finish. We've got three left, and Eric Mayer got in as well, Vader Kiln Garrett, the end of the night. So, time's getting short, we've got three people left, and I'd ask them to just do a short one, you know, because if the time is coming, we must leave. So, the next person up is Patricia Walsh, please.
Thank you, Bella. In keeping with the time constraints, I'll just do one poem. And this is called Domestic. I knew long ago she would never reply, never return until so recently. Arrived too late and cut the meeting fine. Rise and follow, the sounder's advice went to pot. We had it for tea, so the extolling enjoys him in his text. Deluded for the first time in life, to chill. Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! The sacred heart looks more forlorn than that sun. The holy candle reddens the glass, the only reminder of how we have. And Roman missal in its essence remains to rise. Its quoting pages exhibit rusty purgatory in a sense. Horsemen and barrel stand up as fragments of our time. Jesus died on the cross, rose to slavery. For unrequited service, bring out your dead. Puzzles are all a tasteful shrine of high tech and traditional values, blind in hindsight to the call, bring out your dead.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Trish. And next up is another regular attender of Beauville, Mr. Seamus Arrington.
Nexus. A lurking hunch escapes the bunch, the furtive punch as terms crunch. Scrum, sculpt novel lines, rejig verse spines, observe the signs, beware sound minds. In catching clothes and haughty pose, one always knows mismatching prose. Small stanza blocks, fresh from the stocks, in ginger locks, the thoughtful fox. The sound of chime reduced to mime and work of rhyme defies all time. A gentle pace may cause a brace to find a place in time and space. To every nerve it's not absurd to call a word an idle herb. This lexic game of sire and dame by any name is still the same.
Yeah. Pencil and Kenneth. Good mother. Good mother. Well, to finish, I'm doing Dernock. Someone I've seen for a while, I'm glad to see him back. Corey Lee's father of Farwell Uckle, man from you all, Christine Parker.
I don't know if it was only four people. I was going to do seven really long poems. And then I'm going to do this piece of paper. Well, I mean, the quality was better than what I was going to perform. I'm going to tell you, it didn't be contemporary. I'm going to, this is like six and a half verses, roughly. So I'll read this faster, so it'll sound like three. Who cannot be moved, but be moved by the tragedy in the news this week? I don't talk about anything other than Roland Keating. And Roland Keating, I hate to say it, lads, he inspired this. For the 21st century wannabe boy band. We're a real authentic, non-demented, nicely scented, well-presented 21st century wannabe boy band, baby. One that I've seen. We're not like Queen, know what I mean? God, no, we're a clean, non-has-been 21st century wannabe boy band, baby. No cannabis or underpiss, no politics or hit and miss. No, not this 21st century wannabe boy band, baby. You may have seen us on the telly. That was us with Pat Kenny. I had caught up with Billy Betty. My mom was watching Dawn and Kelly. She said she nearly turned to jelly. But we are very, very much her kind of 21st century wannabe boy band rockers, baby. I know we make a lot of noise, but really we're just normal guys, not given to excessive voice. We think it's nicer to be nice. We don't have any axe to grind. There's no injustice on our mind. To change the world is not our aim. To travel it is more our game. Harmony is the key, you see, to living long and wealthily. And that's why we try to impose upon our lives and in our prose. No genocide rules and fascist rise, but what's it to do with me and the boys? It's not for us to sing the truth of the establishment jackboot that crushes those who dare resist the appetite of the capitalist, who takes the green space from our town and pushes have-nots further down. Not for us to stop their tide against the poor or the unemployed. We've no space on the lyric sheet for those who sleep on the cold, cold street. But the agent says, watch where you're going. Don't upset the studio. Heads down, lads. Pay the gig and someday soon you will be big.
Right.
We work out in the gym most days and avoid the ultraviolet rays. We're caffeine-free in the smoker's zone, just like Westlife or Byzone. We're in good shape and doing well. The new CD is sure to sell. Our bassist wants to travel far and the drummer wants a red sports car. And if we're careful with our health, we live to reinvest our wealth. It isn't easy, though, you know, to get to where we want to go. And yesterday I broke my heart when my laptop wouldn't start. I'm a Hendrix fan, a T-Rex man, a protected sex-like band, a short respect to who I can. It's all down to the way you plan to be a 21st century would-be boy band, baby. We're a corporate-driven, agent-driven, healthy-living, sweet-smile-giving 21st century would-be boy band, baby. Just stay afloat, don't rock the boat, make sure to vote, light the door, and don't be noted. Be short as a 21st century would be by man, baby. Next week, catch us on RTE with the guy with the mustache. Where was he? Be sure to see us. 21st century will be by man, rockers, baby! Yeah.